Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you're in the right place to be. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. It's going to give you a second to get your vibe right, because we have a dope show this evening. I got a glass of wine. I'm at the Divas Closet Boutique Hair and Nails, feeling more than fabulous. Listen, before I get in my feelings, let me go ahead and start this show. Thank you guys for tuning in. This week has been an amazing week, and I want to thank you for even having the unction to join us and to be a part of Vibrate and Elevate. You know, everything that we do on our show is to raise your frequency and awareness on different topics in our community. And we have experienced a very dark week this week, and we want to take a moment of silence for those that have experienced extreme injustices this week. Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And as I learned today, moments ago, there's others that I don't even know about who have experienced an injustice. And I want to let you know that if we allow injustices to stay an injustice and not fight for awareness, change, and just a transformation in our community, it will all be in vain. But if we do something, it will be a divine injustice. And that person who lost their life will then not just, you know, be another life lost. It will be it will be a point of reference in our family and in our community for us to pay homage, for us to pay respect by fighting and not allowing these things to continue. So we're going to take a moment of silence. God bless the families involved, for those that have lost someone. And, Lord, we just ask you to protect our whole community. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go there, but that's what kind of week it's been. So rewind, we're going to flip the script right now, because there's positive things going on in our community, and that's what we're all about. So on Vibrate and Elevate in the month of July, our frequency is summer connections. A lot of people are on vacation during the summer. A lot of people let their hair down during the summer, and it's like, how do you do that effectively? So we're going to introduce the element of networking. That's what's happening right now. When you're out shopping, when you're out meeting people, when you're going to different events, you want to network effectively. Last week we gave you some jewels on how to network, and today I'm just going to give you a few more pointers to make your network, your networking approaches a little bit more solid. So one of the things that you want to do is always have your business card. All right? Last week we said if you don't have your business card, you better have your 30-second story, okay, because you're going to be conversating. So now you're going to upgrade it. This week we want to get you with a business card. We want to get you with some form of social media. We want to get you represented, you know, out there so that you can just pass that on. And so once you have your business card, I want you to look for other businesses that may complement your organization or your business and what it is that you're doing. So now you're networking strategically. And it's not like, oh, throw that person's business card away or throw this other person's card away. It's like, wow, how can I create a mutually beneficial relationship with this other person in my community? So that brings me to the Diva Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge, okay? This was my connection with them, was totally built on networking. I had a friend of mine in my network who came by. Shout outs to Jamar Akeitsa and the White Eagles Therapy. They came by and said, Toya, you really need to go check them out. I came by the very next few days, and literally they said, hey, we're looking for a plus-size model. Boom, next day in the building. Okay, you'll see the picture soon. And then what did I do? I connected game. I contacted some of my friends who I know like to shop, and I brought them to the shop. More business. So this is what you need to do when it comes to networking, all right? And so without further ado, I'm going to let you find out what the Divas Closet Boutique is all about, because I have Reese and Miss D of Divas Closet Boutique on the line with me. Welcome and peace. How are you, ladies?
Hi.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for allowing Vibrate and Elevate to air on site at your boutique, and I'm feeling quite fabulous. Can you paint a picture for our listening audience of what this boutique is? And as you're doing so, I'm pretty sure you explain your vision and the story behind Divas Closet Boutique.
Sure. Divas Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge, we're an all-inclusive boutique and hair lounge with clothing, shoes, accessories, and hairstyles galore. We accommodate all your fashion needs for women of all sizes at a reasonable price. So It's like you can come in here with the intentions on buying an outfit, and in return, you decide, you know what, I think I need to get my nails and my feet done to complement what's going on. So you get your nails, you get your feet done, and then you decide, you know what, I'm looking real fabulous right now. Let me get my hair and my makeup done. Let me get a massage to relax my body, or let me get a massage on my feet. It's your premier one-stop shop for everything beauty in the community.
I love it. And you mentioned a massage. I think that in our community, we don't pamper ourselves properly, or maybe we don't treat ourselves properly. We don't do a lot of self-love and self-care, and the whole massage component is so valuable. So I will be booking one of these sessions with you guys soon, because that's one of the services that I haven't had, and I'm looking forward to it. And ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening, I know that I will. Everything that I've experienced here at the Divas Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge has been just over the top for me, and I kind of like that. When you find great service, this is another part of networking. When you find great service, product, people, places, and things, you kind of want to attach to it a little bit, promote it, and use some of the services, because it's hard to find good service anywhere, let alone just in our community. It's hard to find good service.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's the wine. Ladies and gentlemen, they already got me on two glasses of wine over here. And I'm loving it. So you said that you have the nail spa, you have the hair, you have the massage, and all these different things. Like, how do you do it? Can you tell me about your team?
Yes. We have two special individuals, Christy Marie Thompson and Tanisha Busico. They are, I adopted them, I call them now my sisters, but they're so talented and they're gifted at what they do. Both of them happen to be extremely anal at what they're doing, so they take their time and they want to make sure that each customer leaves happy and satisfied. Christy has an eye for nails. She can create anything off the top of her head. Like, she's great with nail art. She does braids, she does the twist, she does sew-in, she does quick weaves. Tanisha, she is remarkable with hair. Her hands can massage your scalp and put you to sleep in a washbowl. She can massage your face and put you to sleep, and she's giving you a facial. Her hands are so gifted. She's certified to do dream catcher weave extensions, which is something that you can pretty much keep in your hair for almost a year. And she can give you a facial, the 24-karat gold facial, a diamond facial. She can give you a massage, a full body, just the top of your shoulders. She also does pedicures and manicures, but she deals more with the natural part of it. Christy does the acrylics and natural nails. and they both basically complement each other. Like, I love them both.
Awesome. I'm smiling from ear to ear because I didn't know all of what, you know, their specialties were and their expertise were. And so, you know, the queen and goddess in me already, you know, resonated with the gold and diamond facials. So I'll be getting that this week. So I'm just floored to know that we have such a great business in our community. And it's more to you guys. And that's what I like about Diva's Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge is that it's an experience. And so those of you that are listening, we're going to get you the address and everything, okay? And make sure you mention Vibrate and Elevate, because when you come in, first you're greeted by a wonderful little foyer with treats and drinks and things prepared by Miss D. And yesterday I had to stop myself from eating all the watermelon and the blueberries. But just the ambiance of you're in a place, a safe zone to relax, you're in a safe zone to care for yourself, and to really chime in on the self-care. And I think as women, as Black women, and just women in general, we don't do enough of that because we have sacrificed so much for our families. And sometimes mm-hmm. we don't remember that we have to put ourselves first. If we don't put ourselves first, how are we going to be useful to those that we really love? And so I was speaking to someone this week about that it's important to put yourself first. Self-love and self-care is very important, and it allows you to be on a different frequency that you can actually lend yourself to others. I was listening to Oprah the other day, and she was talking about, you know, your cup runneth over, right? Everyone knows that verse from the Bible. However, what's in the cup is for you. What's when it's over is for the other folks. So if you don't got none in your cup, I need you to sit down. And I need you to regroup, replenish, and revisit your goals in life and what it is that you have going on and figure out where you can improve your self-love. And with that, that will allow you to attract the right type of people, places, and things as it relates to your network. So during your summer connections, you definitely want to connect with yourself first, all right? And that will allow you to be in a vibrational frequency where you can attract certain things, and you'll be able to see quality when it comes your way because you already recognize quality within yourself. So that brings me to the other side of Diva's Closet Boutique that I think the public really needs to know about, which is your passion and what you guys are doing in the community as it relates to different types of awarenesses. What are you doing different that maybe other boutiques, aren't in regards to raising awareness about different issues that affect our community?
Well, we make it our goal to give back to the community, have different contests for different awareness. Like our last contestant winner was for Lupus Awareness Month, and we asked people to nominate someone you know who has lupus, tell us their story, and we basically picked, it was a group of 8 girls that was the entry, and we picked the winner, and we let her know that she won, and we let her know that when she was ready to go somewhere and be divified, she can in turn come to us and we will get her completely divified for that event. And she let us know she had a wedding in July, and we were there for her. We're not open on Sundays, but the wedding was on Sunday, so we came in and gave her the complete diva treatment, drinks, treats, music, and she just got dolled up, her nails, her feet, her makeup, her hair, her outfit. She was red. She cried. She basically cried, but it was more moving for us because we was just so happy how we made her feel. We, you know, it was just great to just do something for somebody else who is not looking to get something. So, you know, it's more genuine when it's someone who's totally unexpected, and basically they don't feel like they're deserving of it, so they're not looking for it. So when you catch them by surprise, it's like, oh, my God, for me. Like, she had us all in tears. It was loving. So our next giveaway is going to be for back to school. We're going to have people nominate a boy and a girl, and we're going to donate a book bag full of school supplies for that particular child. So, you know, we try to get something in every month for everyone and to let people be aware of what's going on and try to, you know, get other people into giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
And
we
ask for donations
awesome.
And all.
Yes, you heard it. We need donations because we're giving back in our community. Diva's Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge is doing above and beyond, you know, their business duty, but they're also taking on community, a community duty, and doing a great effort at letting the community know, hey, we're here to stay, and we're doing more than just business. We're connected, and we have a heart, and we have passion. So that's what I hear when I hear you, you know, describe what you're doing in our community. I think is absolutely awesome. Those of you that are out there and would like to connect, please make sure you call in. I would love to open up the lines and also get you guys in the building at Diva's Closet Boutique. There's so much going on for the back-to-school month that's approaching in August. Guys, get your dollars together for the diva in your life and come by Diva's Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge and do a little something, okay? So we need you in the building to come and check out what's going on. It's an absolute wonderful experience. Can you tell our listening audience about your location, the best way to get in contact with you so that they can be informed about, you know, your different campaigns that you're promoting and so on and so forth?
Yes, I can. We're located on 9843 East Fern Street. It's Miami, Florida, 33157. If you're coming south on US 1, we are right in front of the Super Goodwill that's located in Perrine. And if you're coming north, we're located in front of the Super Goodwill. It's right there off of US 1. Our number is 786-713-5354, or it's 175th Street, I believe. Those are the numbers that you can pretty much get to us. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. We're closed Sunday and Monday. Our hours are from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sundays, we usually work by appointment only. So you would have to call during the week to let us know you want to come in for that Sunday, and then we'll make the arrangements to be here for you. Our social media is on Instagram at Diva's Closet Boutique Hair Lounge, one word, Facebook, Diva's Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge.
Yes, and I just posted the website, the Diva's Closet Boutique .bigcartel.com, also on my Facebook.
Yes.
And so I know Tanisha is not in the building, but she was my stylist this week, and I have to share a little bit about that because this was a little bit too funny. So I haven't been in a salon, somebody's chair, in over like 25 years because, you know, YouTube, you know, experimental stuff, I'm going to just try it on my own, right? And after coming to the boutique, and seeing, you know, some of the services that were available, I was like, you know what? I feel a little safe in here. And they also specialize in, you know, natural hair and just natural approaches, holistic approaches. And I said, let me give this a shot. And I just had all the memories of Easter. You know, when you're 5 years old, you got to go get washed, pressed, set, hot comb under the dryer, Jerry curl caps, all of those memories just came coming back. And Tanisha was very, you know, flexible in working with me because I was just complaining. I was like, how long I got to be under this dryer? I'm tired. This too hot on my neck. You know, I'm just complaining. And she was just a great sport about it. And so I look forward to coming back and experiencing some of the awesome services that you have here at the boutique. Now, this is what I also wanted to shed light on, because this month is about networking. And you mentioned to me that you have, you know, something brewing already to network here at the boutique. Would you like to explain a little bit about that?
Yes, we're looking to do a business card social in August. With the business card social, your entry will be a business card and $10. With that, we're going to offer the hand massage and feet massage, some champagne, some hors d'oeuvres, and basically we want people to come and network and let us know who you are and what you're doing, so I don't have to go on Google anymore or online to look for a particular thing when I now have your business card and I know that you do it, so now I can just reach out to you. It's basically to get people knowing what everyone is offering, you know, because a lot of times, you, like you said, you get the business card and some people might throw it away. We don't want you to throw it away. Small businesses, like, we're here, it's us, it's our time, it's like our business is our baby. So we take the extra care with it and the extra time, and I just feel like small businesses don't get enough recognition that they need from the community. Mm-hmm. So I want to do the social so we can find out about each other and, you know, build from each other, grow with each other. Like, let me know what you're doing so I can let you know what I'm doing, and we can, mm-hmm. you know, transfer some energy, transfer some know-how, and just build something.
Yes. You mentioned a key word. You mentioned build, and build is important. Building, the whole concept of building something in our community is absolutely vital, and I think this, this part of the conversation is what can relate to some of the heavier issues that happened this week. I've been mm-hmm. seeing a lot of people post, you know, let's support our own businesses in our community and so on and so forth. The only way that we can do that is if we know they exist. And so we have to be a little bit proactive about, you know, directing our dollars. And so the way that we do that, and it's not just Black-owned businesses, it's businesses that support positive causes. It's businesses that support our community. It's businesses that support a Black family because it's a Black business owner, you know. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can find out who's doing what is if we open our mouths, if we make the extra step to find out who's doing what in our community. And then that way we can kind of establish our own local community power, so to speak. And if we look back in history, communities thrived off of word of mouth. Communities thrived off of, you know, supporting families who are known for producing certain products and quality in our community. Nowadays, everything is so, you know, packaged, manufactured, it's just on the shelf. You just go get what you need. And it creates a disconnect in our community because we're so used to
personal.
We throw the whole personal component out the door. Yeah. And I think that's what's wrong. So when times are tough and when we're hurting emotionally like this, we should already have a safe zone in our community where we can go and support each other emotionally, economically, business-wise, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what I hear. When I hear certain things, I don't just hear the surface level. I hear a couple of layers deeper. And so the Divas Closet Boutique is letting me know that you guys are here on a multifaceted mission and purpose, and that's why you've seen me here at least every other day. I only met y'all like about a week ago. And, you know, I done the modeling. I done brought some people to shop. I done got my hair, look, not hair done. I done got my hair beat.
Your family.
And, you know.
You bring people and in. People come in, they don't want to leave. And we like that. Don't leave. Stay with us. Talk with us. Let's vibe. Let's see what we know. Let's build something. You never know what you can learn from someone just by a nice gesture of being welcoming when they come into your business.
Yes.
You don't have to rush them out. Like, you know, you don't have to hurry up and buy them. You can actually, hey, how you doing? Is that your mother who stayed out? So, you know, get to know them. Know them when they walk through the door, you know? So that's
absolutely
what we try. I mean, this is my mother's dream. So
it's all her
vision, it's all through her, and it is just everything in here reflects her and what she's always wanted to do. So that's why, you know, we try our hardest to keep it going and make it reflect her, because this is her dream. This is her baby. She kicked me to the curb. I'm no longer her baby.
You are definitely her baby, and so is Diva's Closet Boutique. May we get a few words from Miss D, Mama D?
I would love for her to talk. She's shy.
Hi, I'm here.
Listen, she's
spot,
not shy. Right. Okay,
yes,
okay.
I am very shy.
Oh, goodness. Listen, let me tell you, Miss D had me sweating in the little photo shoot. She was like, no, honey. No, I don't like that. Turn this way. Turn to the back. No, we need a front view. Pull this up. Try this on. Do this. She knows what she wants. And it's important for, I think, young black women to see another black woman who is sold on her dream, who is sold on her vision, and who is unapologetic about what she wants. And that's what Miss D emits. You know, that's what she gives off. And when you walk in the place, everything is intentional. Everything has a coordination. You understand me? Color coordination, everything coordination. And I can appreciate that. And she's teaching me, even though she may not know this, but she's teaching me a little bit that I need to know about presentation and about doing for you. Because I mentioned this earlier, I think a lot of women don't put themselves first, and we need to do that on different levels when it comes to presentation, when it comes to the quality of things that we use, that we represent. And see, when we put ourselves first and we give ourselves the best, we know how to treat others.
Yeah.
And so look, Ms. D over here giving me some threats through the door, but I still love her. I know she's shy, but you got to come to the Divas Boutique and Hair Lounge. You definitely want to make your way here. Vibrate and Elevate is going to be on deck with whatever they have going. And bigger than that, just to give my personal plug, you know I got to do that. So those of you that are listening, I lost 80 pounds in 80 days. And I know a lot of women that come to shop and so on and so forth, they may be self-conscious about certain things. I want you to allow that fear to let go, because Elevated Transformations is here to help you if you want to, you know, transition into a healthier lifestyle. It's easy. I did it. I've helped several others, and I'm in the process of helping Miss D, who wants to, you know, adopt to the healthitarian lifestyle. And if that's you, definitely connect with me at elevatedtransformations.com, vibrateandelevate.com. You want to do what you need to do to be your best. You understand me? Divalicious and all that. Divas and Dons, we need you in the building at Divas Boutique. Divas Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge. Please, please come and join us. We're having a grand old time. Thank you so much for being on the call, Diva Closet Boutique family. I really appreciate you, and I hope to be a part of all of your events. You better let me know in advance, okay?
Oh, yes.
You are welcome. You're family now, and thank you for looking out for us and inviting us to participate in your show.
Thank you. We really do appreciate it.
No doubt. Peace and blessings, everyone. Thank you, Divas Closet Boutique and Hair Lounge. Again, You know what time it is. We done vibrated and elevated all day. Peace and blessings, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay safe. Stay alert. And do what you need to do. All right.